22 minutes to 7 o'clock. We'll sort out some homework fairly shortly. Meantime, Rebecca, we're talking maths.
Yes, Simon. A report by the Organisation for Economic Cooperation, the OECD, has found that how good a country is at maths makes a big difference to its economic success. It's a view echoed by Professor Brian Butterworth, Emeritus Professor of Cognitive Neuropsychology at University College London, who thinks that brushing up on our maths could significantly boost our growth. And we can talk to Professor Butterworth now. Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
So how did the OECD come to its conclusions?
Well, they have very good data on the performance on maths across the world in a large number of different countries. And you can correlate the performance on maths scores with economic growth. And what they found is a very high correlation between growth in the economy and maths scores. In fact, there's even a good correlation between improvement in maths scores and economic performance.
Why do they think that there's a cause and effect going on there, though? I mean, there could be other things going on as well, couldn't there?
There could be other things, and they're concerned about this. They worry which way the cause goes. I mean, if you've got more money, do you invest more in maths education, for example? Well, they've done something quite clever, which is they've looked at maths scores in 1960 and then looked at average growth from 1960 to 2000, and they found, again, a very high correlation, which suggests that the investment that was put in to maths, however it was done in 1960, actually has this long-term effect. They don't actually have an explanation about why, but there's evidence from other places about why. So, for example, we know that in the UK, from a large study done at the Institute of Education, that if you've got poor maths, you've got much less good employment prospects. That means you're earning less money, so you're a bit of a drag on the economy. Plus, you're more likely to get into trouble with the law.
Doesn't it depend on what industry you go into? Sorry to interrupt you, but I mean, what line of work you end up doing? I mean, you don't need maths a lot in the arts, do you?
If you're working in an arts organisation, you have to do the books for the arts organisation, then you're going to need some maths. You're going to need at least what the OECD calls their minimum level. If you're just selling programmes, you need to be able to keep a score of how many programmes you've sold and whether you've got the right amount of money in. No, you need maths from top to bottom in most organisations, and what sort of maths you need is going to depend upon what your job is. But maths is not immune from needings of math.
And why do we tend not to be very good at it in this country?
Well, one of the things the OECD's found is we're about average compared to other countries, other advanced countries. So we're a bit better than France, and a bit better than, significantly better than the US, but significantly worse, much, much worse than China or Japan, or indeed Australia or Canada or Finland. And they've all got, of course, better growth rates than we've had over the years.
Final thought, Professor. It was mathematicians, those rocket scientists in the city, that were responsible, wasn't it, for the economic crisis?
Yes, they were very good mathematicians. They come, as you say, from theoretical physics. They had these very, very nice, complicated mathematical models. But as any computer scientist will tell you, garbage in, garbage out.
OK.
So it depends what their connection with reality was, whether you get the right kinds of output. And actually, people have been saying that their maths wasn't so good, that they'd underestimated the risks of rather extreme circumstances happening.
OK. Thank you.
They got the maths a bit wrong.
Thank you so much, Professor Brian Butterworth.
Thank you, Professor. Thank you, Rebecca.